Baba Basra, Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis. So the Gemara asks, Vav Kaim Alon, but we know that the halacha is that the drawn waters that fall into the mikveh, that already existed, that already had rainwater, they did not disqualify the mikveh, only the Rabbanon, only the Rabbanon. And since also in the Tosefta before, it's mashma, that it's talking about a pipe that was said to take water to an existing mikveh, which means that the mikveh already existed, so that the water that were drawn became she'uvim in this pipe, only disqualified the mikveh midrabonon. So if so, how come, according to Rabbi Lezer's opinion, were they strict to disqualify with this pipe when Chakakoy Lubsev Kovoy, when the was engraved first and became the Keli first, and then you set it in. And the Gemara asks further on this answer, that only by a daf, which Tumas Midrabon and Rabbi Lezer was Mekel, because of Pshutikle Eitz, that flat wooden Kelim do not Mekabel Tuma, only Midrabonah. The Oid, and further, the Gemara asks, even if we're going to answer the first question, and we're going to explain that even though that water that are drawn do not disqualify only Midrabonon, nevertheless, the Chachamim maybe were stringent with the disqualification of drawn water, just like a Torah prohibition. But still, we still have a problem. How did the Gemara say that Rabbi Lezer's reason that he was lenient by the daf, by the tray, is because the pshute kleitz, the flat wood vessels, are tuman omud rabbonon, and that's why Rabbi Lezer was metayer, even in a situation where he first fixed the daf, made it into a good daf, and then you put it into the koisel because the tumas omud rabbonon. Ha'amar Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Chanina, but Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Chanina said that there is no machloikis by a platter or a tray of wood, because Pshutikle Eitz, he says the flat vessels of wood do not receive tum at all, not even with the Rabbanon, but only bedav shel mateches machloikis, the machloikis of Rabbi Lezer with the Chachomen that we find over there, whether the daf would be tum or not, is only talking about a metal. And by metal we know that pshutikle matches, that flat metal vessels that don't have a receptacle, a base kibble, they do receive tuma from the Torah. And still we see that Rabbi Lezer was metayer, said that after you connected it to the wall, even though that you fixed the daf, you fixed the tray beforehand. So it turns out that the Tosefta before, with regards to the tzinner, that chokakoy l'b'seif kovoy, that we said that it's possible, doesn't follow the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, because according to his halacha, Rabbi Lezer, we see even by a matter whose halacha is min ha-Torah, there is no difference between chokakoy l'b'seif kovoy, whether he made it first the chakika into a keli and then he sets it, or that he said it and then he chokakoy. In both cases, he says that the name of the keli has become nullified, it became bottle, it left it after he connected it to the wall. But in the Tosefta, it says clearly that if in the beginning you did engrave it, so, or in the case you made the daf, even though that you connected it later on to the wall, the name of the Keli has not leave it. So how could we say that the Tosefta goes like Rabbi Lezer? And because of these questions, the Gemara retracts that it's taka, it's impossible to say that the Tosefta goes like Rabbi Lezer. And the Gemara says that the Tosefta goes like the Rabbonon, who make a daf shel nachtumim, a tray of the bakers who say that it's tum. The Gemara says like this: Le'olam, I will tell you that the Tesefta Rabbonani. It goes according to Rabbonim. So that even though that according to their view, a daf is considered to be a keli, and it is mekabel tuma. Whether you are were masakin it and then you connect it, or whether you connect it then you masakin it, doesn't make a difference. But nevertheless, when it comes to the tzinner, the Rabbanon agree that if it's a case that it's covered l'psev chokakai, that you set it in and then you engraved it, then it's not considered to be a keli to disqualify the water because of shuvim. Why? Because v'shani shi'iva the Rabbanon. And the reason is because since the pesul of the drawn water is only midrabanan, because the disqualification of the drawn water that come from the pipe to an existing mikveh is only midrabanan, and therefore they were more lenient that it doesn't disqualify only in a situation where you set it up and then you engraved it. But by a daf shel nachtumim, by the platter or the tray of the bakers, which is made of mateches, of metal, as we learned before, whose tuma is from the Torah, so then it's tuma even if you set it up and then you fixed it up and made it into a keli. Because anything that is connected to the karka is not like karka. So the Gemara asks, Yochi, if so, if we're going to say that according to the view of the Rabbanon, so that there is really, from halachic perspective, there is really no difference between kavoy lipsev chakakoy, oy chakakoy lipsev kavoy. In both cases, it doesn't help. Mechuba lekarka doesn't become like the karka, and therefore it would always be mekabel tumo. So, when the Rabbanon were lenient by a pipe because of the disqualification of drawn water is only with the Rabbanon into a existing mikveh, so why were they only makel in a way where you placed it and then you engraved it? Even a situation where they engraved it and then they attached it, they should have also been more lenient that it shouldn't pass, it shouldn't disqualify the mikveh, shouldn't pass the mikveh. And the Gemara answers, Shani Hosom. Over there it's different. The halacha of the tzinner that you engraved first, that you cut out first, and then you set it, because the Iko Teiris Kliola Betolosh. Because there is upon it the name of a vessel while it's detached. And if we were lenient, even in this situation, that after you place it, it should lose the status of a keli, so then the decree of the Chachamim would have become nullified, that they disqualified Mayim Shuvim, and therefore that remains a puzzle when it got already the Torah's kli on it. Since we already brought before down on Samachemet based the disagreement between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanon with regards to the halacha of something that was detached and then at the end it was connected, if it's considered like connection with regards to the sale of the house, so the Gemara continues to occupy with this subject with regards to having Zeroyim, things that were planted for receiving Tumah. And that is because in the Torah says, in Vayikra, Perek Yudalav, Pasuk Lamdalav, the Torah says over there, Mikol ha'ochel asher ye'ochel asher yovel of mayim yitma. That any food that is eaten, that water comes on it, will become tummy. So we learn from this in Chulin Lamed Vav Amed Aleph, that food that comes in water has become prepared for receiving tumah, but something which has not come in water has not been prepared. this preparation that water makes to the food, that it should become ready to receive tuma, is only if it meets these two conditions. Number one, that the liquid, the mashkin, should be given on top of the food willingly. The owners want to place it in this. And if in the beginning, when they descended, it was willingly, even though that at the time that they went on the food itself, it was unwillingly, they weren't happy, they still prepare the food to receive the tumah. As explained in Machshirin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Number two, that the water needs to descend for something has been detached and not for something which has been connected to the ground, as explained in Chulin Tazayin Amud Aleph. So the Gemara asks, Boyi Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef asks the question, Mei Gishamim, rainwater, Shechoshav Aleim Lohadiach Es Hoitztroi Blin. Rainwater that at the time that they descended, the owners were thinking to use that water to rinse off the Itztroi, that's the circle piece of wood which is connected to the ground on which you place the millstones. So the question is, Mahu Lizroim? What is the din for zroying, for things that were sown? Do they have the power, that water have the power to get those zroim prepared for receiving tuma when they fall on them? So although that the falling of the water on the zroim was without the wishes, against the wish of the owners, but nevertheless, since at the time that it's falling down, the owners wanted to use with the rainwater for the purpose of rinsing off the Yitzroi Blin, so then that is considered to be a mashke, a drink, or a liquid that in the beginning has fallen willingly, so that although that in the end he doesn't really want it, that still does prepare the Yitzroi. But that would only be if we consider the Yitzroi Blin to something which is detached. But if we consider that to be connected, so then those water don't have the power to make the zroyim prepared for tuma. Why? Because they have to fall down for something that was detached. So now the question is, what happens with an itztroibil that was detached and then you connect it to the ground? Is it still considered as detached, and the water that descends in order to rinse it off would prepare the zroim, or we consider that to be connected, and therefore the water that descends for the purpose of rinsing something which is considered attached, cannot prepare the zroim? And the Gemara explains now, according to whom this question is, and what is the question over here. So the Gemara says like this, Aliba de Rabbi Lezer, the Omar, according to the view of Rabbi Lezer, who says in the previous Brises, that a machteshes that was so the kind of the grinder, the machteshes that we had in the Mishnah, it's a kind of a grinder, that was engraved, and later on you placed it into the property, into the house, is included in the sale of the house, because kol hamechuba lekarka rike karka, anything that is connected to the ground is judged as karka loyti boiloch. Then it shouldn't be a question to you. Then you don't have no question this. Why? Because the not only is it's trubil, which is similar to the ground more than the machteshes, that this grinder is said in the one, for sure it would be considered as part of the property, the trubil. But even if we're talking about a machteshes which was set in the ground, that the Rabbonon considered it to be like detached, and Rabbi Elazar disagrees, and he considers that like karka. So according to his view, for sure that the rainwater that the mashkin, the liquid for them, would not make the Ezroim prepare. Kiti boiloch, but if you have a question, it's only a libud rabbonon. According to the rabbonon, the amre, they disagree in the braisa before on Rabbi Elazar, and they say that a machteshes, this grinder that was engraved and later on it was placed, ain't a karka, it's not like a property, and therefore it's not included in the sale of the house. My question is, what is the halacha of this itztrubil as far as preparing for Kabbalah's Tumah? Is it considered like connected to the ground or not? Do we say that the svar of the Rabbonon hold, that a machteshes, that is a grinder that is set, is not included in the sale of the house, because any item that was detached even after you connected to the ground is not looked at as the karka, as the ground? And the same thing is as far as preparing the Zroim for receiving of Tumah. We need to judge the Itztrubil as something which is detached, and not only that by Machteshes the din is so, that if he wanted to rinse off a Machteshes, the water would prepare it. But even by an Itztrubilin which is sold with the house, if you think to rinse it off, then the water would make it prepared. Or perhaps that the reason why, according to the Rabbonon, the grinder, the machteshes that is permanent, is not included in the sale of the house, it's not because we consider it as detached, but only because one who sells it with a bad eye, and that svara applies only to the laws of sale. But with regards to hechsher, of preparing of tumah, the Rabbonon hold like Rabbi Elazar that everything that's connected to the ground is like the ground, and therefore this thought of the mashkin, of the liquid, for them, does prepare the food to be mekabel tumah. And the Gemara says, Teiku, this halacha remains in doubt that has not been resolved. The Gemara adds to deal with the din of something that was detached and then you connect it with regards to tithing one's assets. And that is, that although that a daughter doesn't inherit her father where there is a son, but nevertheless, Chachamim instituted that she should take from the assets that have fallen from her father as inheritance to the sons a tenth of the assets. In other words, a tenth of the assets for the purpose of her marriage, as explained in Ksubas Samaches Amud Aleph. And she doesn't collect it but from the property. So the Gemara brings a story about a woman that was entitled to take a tithe of the assets, and she came to Rabbi Nechemiah and she asked him that he should send to Rabbi Bar Rabbi Huna that he should put effort in her judgment, since that those assets were in the place of Rabbi Bar Rabbi Huna. So Sholach Rabbi Nechemiah b'Reid Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Nechemiah, the son of Rabbi Yosef, sent the Rabbi b'Reid Rabbi Huna Zuti to Rabbi, the son of the small Rabbi Huna, to Lenardo. When this woman comes before you,